eu, vai, tá me contando. Hello?
Hi, is this Joe?
Yes, this is Joe. Hey there, Brian. How are you? Sorry to bother you again.
It's okay.
All right, well, I just received your brief that you might have sent in through the teamwork. All right, and I have some questions in regard to that, if that's all right with you. Because I need to have a good understanding of how are we going to go ahead and proceed on with the website. All right, and to go ahead and to provide you with the best kind of service we can. All right, so first of all, the business name will be urgentflorida.com. All right, and you do not have a logo for that. Do you want us to go ahead and create a logo and get it registered and provide it to you?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
What was that? Can you repeat that one more time?
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, I meant
Like,
you
well,
can
we're
have
only focusing on Miami.
well the name of the business. That's what I was telling. Like, hey,
Yeah,
urgent. The
it's
name of
urgent. Sorry.
yes, urgentflorida.com. All right. Well, do you want us to go ahead and create the logo for that urgentflorida.com for the website? All right, and provide it to you as well. Okay. All right. All right. Let me just note that down. All right. So our teams can go ahead and take care of that for you. UrgentFlorida.com logo. All right, okay. All right, and the business phone number is 305-987-0089. And it's I suppose for the business phone number, you would want it to go with a toll-free phone number, which could be, routing the calls over to the friend.
No, I don't know. I want it to be local 305. So it's actually 305 987
7008.
7089.
Got it. Got it. Got it.
7089.
Okay. Well, does it have the IVR set up or the system that needs to be integrated in order to go ahead and route the calls? Or do you want us to go
Yeah.
ahead and provide you with a phone number that can?
No, it's okay. You don't need to do that. I have that all covered.
Gotcha. All right, okay. All right, so business mailing address, 450 Alton Road. Got it. Got it. All right, and just give me one quick minute. What was the question that I needed to ask? All right, for the pages that you want on the website, because of course there will be a homepage that will be sent out to you, the mocks. All right, that has a TAT for 24 to 48 hours of time. All right, and it will be there in your inbox. Like, it will be done by, you'll be having those by Monday. All right, the earliest will be
Okay.
Monday. All right, and then
Cool.
when you go ahead and, let us know, like, hey, I would like to go for the version one of the website or the version two, that is the Mach 1 or Mach 2. All right, then we go ahead and create the inner pages for the website. All right, and for the inner pages, all right, we always go for, like, about us, the services, the contact us. All right, and stuff and all, like these kind of pages. So the pages that you want is like tabs for each business types we are marketing, about us, and contact us. Like tabs for each of the categories you meant, right? For all of the businesses, like if it's a barbershop, all right, so it gets into the barbershop, will have a new category, all right, and in that category, there will be different kind of local shops, local businesses that people can get in contact with, correct?
Right. And you
Got
have
it.
the local businesses. It wouldn't be like a barber shop. It's not. These are businesses that people, would need immediately, like urgent local businesses.
And the second thing that I
I
wanted to
sent them.
go,
Sorry.
yes, I do have it in front of me. That is towing, locksmith, windshield, plumbing, carpet cleaning, legal, bail bonds, water damage, and pest control.
For what?
Got it, sir. Got it. All right, okay. And all right. And we will try our best to go ahead and provide you with the website as soon as we can, but it all depends on your reviews as well. Like, how soon do you reply to us emails, or how soon do you go ahead and review the whole website and provide us with the feedback so we can go ahead and take care of all of the things for you, the revisions and all. All right. And then a question we asked you. Yes. Well, on a question we asked you, like, hey, would you like to have a CMS? So you said no to that. Are you aware of the CMS, what that is, so I can let you know about that? CMS is the back end for the website.
Please explain.
All right. Well, CMS is a system from where you go ahead and log in onto your website from the back end. The website is based on the coding on which different CMSs are built. So one is basic and one is advanced, all right?
Oh,
we go ahead and provide
the CMS.
Yes, the CMS. The
content.
Yes.
Content management system. I'm not going to need that.
All right, no problem.
Because
the content is not going to be changing.
I'm not going to need that right now.
Well, it's not just for the content. It's for the whole functionality for the website in order to go ahead, if you want to go ahead and make any kind of changes, all right, on the website so you can get it done through the content management system. The word content doesn't just mean specifically like for just the content. It's for the whole website.
Is it free?
Well, yeah, it comes in with the package for you.
Oh, okay. Well, then, by all means, sir, you can add it in.
Well, I was like, hey, he doesn't need the content, what?
No problem.
All right, okay. All right, for the logo, you said, do you have a logo? If not, consult with your help. You said no to that as well, for the logo as well?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do a logo. I don't really care. I don't think logos really matter. I think the domain name matters. So, like, Urgent Florida, people, I mean, once they get to the website, it's relevant. I mean, whatever logo you want to use, I'll take a look at.
Sure, sure. Well, what we'll do is we'll go ahead and create some logos for you as well, all right? And then for that, we will go for the under the registration to the USPDO and then provide you with the logo file so you can use it, all right? To all of the legal terms, all right? So, and after that, of course, with any reference websites, elocal.com. I saw the elocal.com. We're going to have a little brainstorming about that as well. We're going to be providing you with some basic things, of course, all right, in order to go ahead and make the website functionable, all right? And after that, the CMS, all right? So, SEO-friendly, well, WordPress is very SEO-friendly when it comes to the website and all. All right, WordPress is the best option to go. But if you want to go for, like, custom PHP, then that will be it's easy as ABC. So that's why most of the people go for the custom PHP instead of WordPress, because custom PHP gives you, unlimited actions to go ahead and, make the website however you want the website to be. But WordPress does have its limitation at some points. All right, but I don't think that, your website does need that kind of high-end things at the moment. What do you think?
No, I'm in agreement with you.
What was that?
I am in agreement with you.
Yes. WordPress.
Yes, I agree.
All right. All right, okay. And what payment method would you like to use? Like, there will be no any kind of payments being done on the website, right? It's just a phone call that is being made. That's it.
That's it. There's nothing. There's nothing. I mean, they can look around for a few minutes and find the phone number and call. It's just the primary reason why I need a beautiful website is because I have to send the website to the owner of one of these businesses that I invite to accept my calls and pay me for the calls, and it needs to look very professional. That's why we have a website.
Got it. All right, okay. And do you require an SSL security on the website? You said no to that, but I would not agree to that. because the reason is that Google will not allow the websites to go online and deploy it over the internet without an SSL. They will take it down instantly. All right, if they see a website without an SSL.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, then, yeah.
Okay. All right, okay. So they can let me bring on one of the developers over the line as well. All right, so I can explain it much more better, and he can understand that as well, and he can go ahead and further take it from there as well. All right, so just give me one quick minute, all right?
Hello.
Hey there, Sam Jones. This is Joe Wilson over here.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
I'm good over here, man. We have one of our new clients over here, all right, and he just needs a really simple website, and he just sent out a brief form, so I was inviting you over a phone call so you can understand more better of what he's getting, all right, so we all can be on the same page. So you might have seen the brief form by yourself as well, all right, so if you can please, explain about all of the things, all right, while I'll just go ahead and make sure that everything is all good for them, all right?
Great, right. I believe he is the same customer that we were talking about the phone directory system or business directory system, right? Is that the same one?
Yes.
That's great. Hey, Brian, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? But unfortunately, I kind of walked out the door. I kind of trust you guys that you know what I'm looking for now, and I'm not really all that worried about it. Right?
Got it. But he just needed some of your minutes, if you could provide him. He can. I've explained all of the things, but just some of the things in regards to the security and everything about that. There's no merchant included. There's no merchant required on the website as of now. It just require an SSL and stuff and all that. He needed some of the information on that you can please, let him know about it. All right, if you can please.
Okay.
Okay, yes, Brian, so as you mentioned in your detail, like why the SSL is required, right? Let me explain you. SSL means a secure socket layer, which is mandatory on the website, which is mean like a security purposes. Without the SSL, Google cannot accept this website. I hope if you're in front of your computer or laptop, or if you're not, so whenever you will be open the website, you can see the socket layer at the top, left-hand side at the top. You will see the socket like a lock sign. So that is called a secure socket layer. So whenever we will be applying the SSL on the website and we will secure the website, so Google accept your website and we can, or you can itself, run your marketing stuff, and anybody can come on your website. So without the SSL, you cannot.
Again, I understand what SSL is. I just would get it from GoDaddy, right?
Yeah, if you already got it from the GoDaddy, that's totally fine. If you're not, so then we also provide the SSL service to the client. So that's totally.
We don't need this today. Because it's not being submitted to Google today. Another day, okay?
Definitely. I'm just explaining the thing.
I have to go.
No problem.
No, I know, but what I'm telling you is I have to walk somewhere to run an errand, and I'm looking out the window, and I don't want to get rained on.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do the SSL like Monday.
No problem. Let's talk on Monday, right? We will go from there. Not an issue. You can run walk away. Not a problem. Thank you so much for your time. Talk on Monday then.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take care. Bye-bye.